Yeah, look, it's a difficult one. I think in 2008 we had six or seven different cultures and different players from different countries. A lot of people didn't speak English. I was captain, coach, selector. So it was, you find a way. And I was very lucky, I had guys like Munaf Patel that would stand and talk with some of the guys. So the senior players really stood up. But I look back with 2008 at the IPL with amazement, pleasure, just a wonderful, wonderful time. No one knew what was going to happen in 2008. There's this thing called the IPL, franchise cricket, people buying players at auction. What's going on? No one knew what to expect. I was the only non-Indian captain, let alone that, I was the only captain coach. And we were the underdogs. So if you look back at the story of the Rajasthan Royals back then, it's a pretty amazing story to go on and win that tournament with the players we had, the way everything happened. But it's something that was very, very special to everyone that was involved in the whole of the IPL. But the owners like Manoj Badali and co, for everyone that was involved in that 2008, we'll never ever forget that time because it was a pretty special 8 weeks. And those memories will last a lifetime. Yeah, the sign language, the language barriers to overcome them, there was sign language. It was like where I was fielding at cover, I'd look at Munaf at mid on and say, you know, point to my feet. And then he would tell the bowler, bowl a Yorker. Okay, then I'd set the field for a Yorker. So there's plenty of times we didn't quite get it right and it was a bouncer just from miscommunication. But by the end of the time, we had it spot on, and everyone just sort of knew their roles. It was really important in 2020 cricket that each player knows what their roles are. Because, you know, even 15 off 8 balls is really good effort from someone at the end. You know, 20 off an over at the end off 6 balls is amazing. Or, you know, just come in and bowl one over to break up someone that's going the journey instead of bowling their complete 4 overs. You have to make up one over from a part-timer who comes on at a good time and bowls a crucial over. So all those little type of things, set plays we had, yeah, there were so many different things that we didn't know what to do. You know, I opened the bowling with Yusuf Pathan against Hyderabad, the Deccan Chargers, to Adam Gilchrist. Everyone said, "What are you doing? A spinner in the first six is going to get whacked," and then got him out. And so just coming up with different plans, different ideas. No one knew what to expect, but. In the end, we got it pretty right most of the time, and it was an amazing experience. As I said, it was a very, very special time.